Hello.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
Greetings.
Salutations.
Howdy.
We're from Govins Elementary School.
You're listening to What Happens Next.
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
A Street Without Trees. When it's nice out, Paul's favorite thing to do is play outside in the neighborhood with his friends. They used to love swinging from Paul's tire swing or climbing the many trees on their block. Lately, though, Paul has noticed that there are not as many trees on his block as there used to be just a few years ago. He wonders what happened to them. With the help of his friends, Paul decides to plant some brand new trees in his neighborhood. Everything is going great until... What happens next?
Hey, WLOI. Today I'm going to be saying a story that is called Streets Without Trees. The trees were filled with candy and jacks and a spirit. And it haunted, and it was a fight one day, and it was nasty.
Hi, my name is Amir, and this is the ending to A Street Without Trees. The new trees turned into the miraculous picture from the deities of Greek gods and goddesses, but they never got their payback from throwing the rocks and hard objects at them. Fact. Before Christ, Philemon and Baucis were two poor people in Greece, and when they drank from the milk, will be sweet or nasty, ever after, when they were inside, when they got turned into trees long ago by Zeus, the goddess of goddesses, they lived happily after and died both together.
Hi, my name's Amaya, and I'll be finishing the story, A Street Without Trees. Okay, here we go. The trees began to talk and walk around. These trees have powers, and they made the house grow big and tall. One tree grows to be 200 feet tall. The other trees got smaller and jealous of the bigger tree. And Paul found magic dust and put some in his hand. Okay, that's it.
My name is Tori, and this my ending to A Street Without Trees. The new trees have candy growing on them. There are Hershey bars, Kit Kat, bubble gum, and all his friends collected the candy from the trees. And they ate them all and shared with their mom or dad. The next month, the trees grew hot dog, meatballs, hamburgers. This time, everybody in the neighborhood ate from the trees. Every month after that, the trees grew something different.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit wloi.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email wloy@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.